going deep. I feel like Kalo on the Miami Heat. The words I speak off this sheet are like a three-peat. I don't just hop on a track, I bring running cleats. I'm a player for real, more than an athlete. Let my mama tell it, could have ran for the Senate. Instead I penned it for Donovan Bennett. I'm cemented, this a deep dive. In your headphones or a long drive, up close and personal, just like you courtside. There ain't no out of bounds here, no offsides. We going live in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You are now tuned in to Going Deep with Donovan Bennett.
That's right. It is the Going Deep podcast. I am Donovan Bennett, and hopefully you enjoyed a super extra long weekend. Given the way the calendar fell this year, many Canadians were off for a long time, hopefully a good time and a safe time. Our Blue Jays still hard at work and around the ballpark this time of year, celebrating Canada Day, super special. You know, every year, is the season going to start at home? On the road, when is that home opener going to fall? Is there going to be postseason baseball? You never know. But you do know July 1st, the Jays will be at home and playing. They're going to have something commemorative going on around the ballpark. They're going to have a new hat and a new jersey. This year, many lined up for the Vladdy Guerrero Canada jersey, which was pretty fire. But the other thing you know is no matter if they are in contention or not, and this year they happen to be, so these games actually really do matter. Some years, sadly, in the distant past, they were already out of contention by Canada Day. This game feels special. It feels different. It feels kind of like homecoming in high school or college. But there's a lot of work that goes into it. But I would say this year it feels special because all things Canadiana and Canadian pride mean a little bit more. Hit a bit differently given the geopolitical aspect of where our country is in relation to our neighbors from the south. And so my mind went to the place of, well, what does it mean to play on Canada Day? How special is it? And the unique ability in the sport of baseball to play not for a city or a town or a market or even a state, but to play for an entire country means what? So I asked a couple of the Blue Jays who are from away, who are not Canadians, but have really embraced living in Toronto and playing for Canada. On the Going Deep podcast, we do all things Blue Jays in relation to playing on Canada Day and that big Canadian flag that you see in the middle of the Rogers Centre to start the ball game. First, let's talk to the players who are going to be taking the field representing this team and representing you. Let's go deep with playing on Canada Day with George Springer, and then followed by that, Kevin Gausman.
So you've had the pleasure of playing at Rogers Centre on Canada Day. What's that atmosphere like?
It's pretty hard to describe, honestly. I think my first year we were in Buffalo. Not the same, obviously, but you could tell it was kind of like a cool day. It was like a kind of special day for the organization, at least. And then I remember our first one here would have been in 22, I believe. And that was kind of like, wow. And when you talk to people, when you see people, it's normally like, just win on Canada Day. I don't care what you do, just win. I don't think we have, to be honest with you, but it's a cool atmosphere. It's special. I remember one of the years, the entire crowd was singing the anthem and all that stuff. So you can obviously tell how much it means to, you know, the fan base, the country, all that stuff.
You mentioned pregame. When you take the field, you see that flag and all the people around it. Take me into the emotions for you in a moment like that.
Yeah, I think you realize that you're playing for a country, not just a market. You know, obviously there's a lot of other areas in the States where you're just in that market or whatever, but you're still playing for that city, that state. I think once you realize that you're actually playing for an entire country is pretty special. You know, this is the only team that can say that. So I think for us as a team, it's, you know, it's an honor to go out there on a, you know, a day like tomorrow.
That flag has a lot of employees, certainly, making sure that the pregame is on point, a bit of a team within a team. Everything that goes into the pageantry of making that game special, what's it like for you to see all the hard work by the staff?
It's cool. It's also, you get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, the amount of panic that's going in to make sure that everything is right. You know, I think us as players, you can kind of fall into that kind of autopilot mode sometimes and just think that, you know, the game's going to go on and, you know, whatever the case will happen, everything will be great. But I think you always, you know, get to see the other side of it, and it's all the hard work that goes into making sure that everything is right, the production's right, you know, the people are where they're supposed to be or whatever the case, or if something goes wrong, someone's got to fix it. So there's so much that goes into a game day production, and I think us as players don't get a chance to really see all that often, but a day like, you know, tomorrow, or I guess, you know, today, they're already starting to do it. So you can see all the stuff getting done. So I think it's cool.
The Canadian military is on-field part of the festivities. For you as a player, seeing them want to be here as part of things, what's that like?
It's special. You know, obviously there's a lot of individuals who are going out on the line for a lot of people every day. So for us to be able to have them here, you know, to enjoy some downtime, you know, get to see the Jays play at home on an extremely special day is obviously, it's awesome for us, and you know, it's always cool to see all that. So I'm glad I'm here for it.
And lastly, I'm sure you've noticed Canadian pride is at another level in the country right now. Do you imagine that this Canada Day, given the vibes in the country and certainly around the team, might be even more special?
I just think it's a special day. And for, you know, for us as players, us as a team, the goal is to go out there and win, obviously. But it's to enjoy the moment with the fans, enjoy the moment with the city, the country. You know, obviously we're going to have a full house tomorrow and it'll be exciting. I think what one of the special things is for us to go out there in the red jersey and just kind of, you know, enjoy the day. So I expect it to be fun for us too.
Go have yourself a day. Thanks, all right, man. So you're like, for us, an honorary Canadian at this point, because you've been here and you've been so involved in the community, and your family has as well. For you, playing on Canada Day, what's that like?
I really don't know yet. You know, I've never got to play. I've always just kind of been sitting on the bench, you know, cheering the guys on. So it'll be nice to actually wear the red jersey and actually get to pitch in it this time. Yeah, you know, we've really enjoyed our time here, and you know, this has kind of become our second home. So, you know, it's been really cool, kind of the time that we've had here, and I'm definitely excited for tomorrow for sure.
The amount of work and effort and the team behind the team that puts on the festivities for Canada Day and the massive flag that is in the middle of the ballpark, when you see that all come to fruition, what's it like for you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little chaotic out there as a player, you know, especially a starter. Like, we're trying to get ready for the game, you know, so we kind of have to tell people, like, hey, you know, kind of, like, give me a little bit of room so I can get ready for the game. But, you know, it's one of those days, it's just like opening day, you know, very special. Everybody kind of has it circled on their calendar. And so, you know, if you're coming to this game, you've probably had it planned for a while, and I feel like when you have something planned for a while and everybody has something planned, you know, it just makes it more special. And so, you know, I'm excited. I hope I kind of can hear the anthem tomorrow in French. I think that's a cool kind of twist that they do sometimes. And, you know, I always love it when the kids come and sing, and they always do a part in French, but I'm hoping to hear the whole thing in French. So maybe we can make that happen.
That aspect is unique to this market, and this market is unique because it's not a city or a state, it's a country. For you as a player, what's that aspect of it like?
You know, honestly, I think it takes a little bit to understand that. I think if you first come up and play for the Blue Jays, I think if you're just here for 1 year, I don't think you really understand kind of the magnitude that, like exactly what you said, it's one team for an entire country. And you really notice when you go and play other places, when you go to Detroit, when you go to Cleveland, when you go to Seattle, obviously, like Minnesota, any place that's close to the border, you know, Toronto fans are going to be there. And so that's something that I didn't realize was as cool as it is. And now as a player, like, you know, I tell my family to come see us play in Seattle because I know, you know, it's going to be 70-30 Blue Jays to Mariners fans, and they just, Canadians just take over Seattle for that whole weekend. So, you know, it's a really cool thing, and, you know, for me, it kind of gives me motivation to really see what it's like to get to the World Series and have a whole country behind us.
part of the festivities and holding that big flag is not just going to be team personnel. It's also going to be Canadian military members. What's that like for you to see them want to be part of everything that's going on here at the ballpark?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I think, you know, our salute to service that we do is really awesome. I think, you know, the Blue Jays understand that they're a huge part of the country, and obviously having them out there holding the flag is something really special.
And lastly, I'm sure you've noticed Canadians are extra proud right now in this moment. Do you imagine this Canada Day game is going to be unique and significant for that reason?
For sure. You know, I think, too, if you look at who we're playing, you know, I mean, we're playing the Yankees, you know. When you think of Americans, you kind of think of them as Yankees. So, you know, that's kind of America's baseball team, and we're Canada's baseball team. So it's gonna be a fun matchup for sure.
Can't wait to see you take the ball and wear the red on Canada Day. All the best, and thank you so much for representing us so well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much to George and Kevin. And they are obviously the team that people think of, but there's a team behind the team, I would say a bunch of teams, that make sure all of the pageantry that happens in terms of game ops for every game, especially a game like July 1st, happens smoothly. It's a lot more difficult than you think, which is something that I experienced. We'll talk about that more after the break.
My name is Lucille Bryan.
I'm Clifton Bryan.
My grandson is a show.
And I'm so happy that you are listening to Going Deep with Donovan Bennett.
I'm so glad that he had a show. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Grandma and Granddad, two proud Canadians as landed immigrants here from Jamaica by way of the UK. And I mean, I said earlier in terms of the geopolitical aspect of what's going on in Canada, how these days maybe hit different for some people. I would also argue that given what's going on with people hoping or trying or fighting for citizenship in the United States, that the blessing and benefit of living in a country like Canada hit different. And there's real people who have worked hard, sacrificed blood, sweat, tears, lives to make sure that this is a beautiful place to live. Many of those people are military. And you may have noticed in the past that the military is part of the proceedings when that massive Canadian flag goes on the field pregame on Canada Day. The flag turned 60 earlier this year, which is wild to think about, but it's a great visual because it's important to think about our country and what it means and what we hope it continues to represent, and maybe we can strive for it to be even better than the country that it is now. I'm going to talk to individuals who are part of the team that put a lot of thought, intention, time into making sure that flag gets out on field and represents everyone the right way. And I was embedded with that crew as they went through rehearsals. And man, it is a lot of work physically and mentally to make sure that all of your photos from the field or the screen captures on TV or online look pristine. The likes and impressions that come from that moment are pretty heavy. It only happens a couple times a year. Canada Day is one that it always happens. So let's talk to Michelle Kostwick, Director of Concert and Events at the Rogers Center. And then we'll hear from Stephanie Wright, Director of Game Entertainment, on everything that goes into having a massive Canada flag on the field on Canada Day.
Michelle, what did I get myself into today?
You got yourself into a whole heap of fun. Today we're building the giant Canadian flag with over 100 full-time and part-time staff volunteers.
That's a lot of volunteers. How heavy is the actual flag?
The flag is about 2,000 pounds. It comes in about 6 different pieces. Each piece weighs about 300 pounds each and takes about 100 people to pick up and carry and 225 military to actually open it on Canada Day.
So the logistics of it coming out on Canada Day, walk me through what happens and what the process is like.
For sure. So there's about 225 military that come and spend their day with us. We have to pick up the flag, which is in a holding area off to the concourse, and bring it down to the field level. One of the best parts about that actual movement is watching the fans' reaction as the military walk from like their holding area to the area of the flag. Lots of high fives, lots of smiles, and the energy is already set before we get to the field.
How often do you do this? Certainly on Canada Day, but what other occasions will you bring the flag out?
Yeah, we bring out the flag every single home opener, every single Canada Day, and to kick off postseason.
So this is the moment that so many people remember, talk about, take photos of and post. What sort of pressure is it for the group to make sure the ceremony goes well?
It's a lot of pressure, and we have a lot of meetings and a lot of prep leading up. The behind the scenes that a lot of folks don't see, a lot of pride and just joy goes into bringing everything to life. So what you see for a couple seconds, a couple minutes on Canada Day probably is months of work behind the scenes.
You mentioned pride. Right now in our country, there's a wave of Canadian pride and a love for the flag. You've been a part of a lot of Canada Days. Have there been special moments that stick out to you?
Yeah, I think every time we open the flag is a special moment. And every time that we get to welcome the military into our venue and share that time with the fans is also a special moment. So I think any time that we get to show our pride for Canada and show everyone this giant Canadian flag that takes up the entire outfield is a special time.
Okay, so I can prepare. Literally, what are you gonna have me do out there?
You will probably be with our A team supporting all of the zip ties and clips. So what we're gonna do once the flag is actually built is bring it down to the field, have all of our full-time and part-time staff, including yourself, open the flag and check for any missing holes or zips or clips that need to be put together to make sure that we're ready to go for Canada Day. You might be under the flag doing an army crawl, making sure that all of our zips and clips are ready to go, but we're gonna have you to thank on Canada Day when it looks stunning.
Oh boy, if I make it to the Army call. So certainly military, but it's a great honor for your employees. How is someone chosen to be a part of this process?
Yeah, it's a bit of a rite of passage. Anytime that we have like full-time or part-time staff join our organization, we always give the invite out to anyone that wants to come and help participate. Like I said, it's about 100 full-time, part-time staff volunteers required to just pick up and move it. So it's, again, a very prideful, happy moment to bring everyone together, just like the game of sport.
So Steph, to see the team collaborate with the military is really cool. How much planning goes into making sure everything goes smooth?
A lot, yeah. We're working months at a time with the military. We have an incredible relationship with them. We've been working with them since 2013 on this flag, so that was the first year we had it. We did have it on opening day, but on Canada Day, we asked them to help us execute it. And ever since then, we've been working in tandem for opening day, Canada Day, and any other time that we're unveiling the flag.
What's it like for them to be a part of this?
It's incredible to see the amount of people that return. So we have people who come from Baseboarden, Trenton, all across Ontario. They're leaving really early in the morning to get here for the rehearsal for the day. So very long days for them, but they continue to come back year over year. So it's pretty incredible when we get them down into the stands. We'll ask them, hey, who's been here before? And like half of them have their hands up, which is really cool and very special for us because we know it's a lot of work. We can't do it without them, but they hopefully enjoy it also.
The difference between when you started doing it with them and now is just the amount of impressions a moment like that is going to be. How big is it for the organization to have this display of patriotism?
I think it's incredible. Like we're the only Canadian team in Major League Baseball. So, you know, obviously that's a sense of pride on its own. We wear that leaf proudly on our uniform every single day. And then to have one of the biggest flags in all of Major League Baseball, that's the only Canadian flag that gets to roll out year over year. It's pretty special and it never seems to amaze people. As soon as it starts to unveil, it's like everybody's surprised and they're seeing it for the first time. So that reaction year over year is incredible and it obviously is a sense of pride for all of us.
So many people who are just watching don't realize there's a team working before the team works, and that's the game ops. Mm-hmm. For a game like Canada Day, how is the approach of the day different for the game ops team?
Well, first, everything shifts from blue to red. So that's not just a simple button push. That's a lot of work from a design team to get it done. We absolutely love rolling out our Canada Day content. So we start to shoot that in spring training with our players. You know, we love to have a little bit of fun with it, and our players absolutely love doing Canadian trivia, taste testing different foods, all that fun stuff. So it really, planning starts back in January, February, execution, and then takes a long time to get all of our boards ready to go. So we work hard to change everything around, but I think the final product is always very much appreciated by our fans.
You've been here since you were an intern, and now you're running such a big moment. Do you have fond memories of what this place is like on Canada Day?
Yeah. This will be my 15th Canada Day with the team. Spent a lot of time here. Every year is so special. You know, it is a challenge to try and think of different things to do with, you know, the same kind of subject matter. So year over year, there's always a new fun challenge. I think that's the great thing with us, is we always try and challenge ourselves to do something different. So, you know, some of my fondest memories were 1 year, I believe it was 2015, we actually flew in one person from each province and territory. We had them carry their own provincial flag, and they came from the stands. So they were coming from one way and the other. So my role, along with another one of my colleagues, was to figure out how to space them out properly, have them land in their location. And a little bit of a stressful day for me, but luckily during the ceremony it all came together. So that would have been a fond memory for me. And I also have a special spot in my heart for the veterans. So anytime we can honor the veterans, that is something that I don't think there's a dry eye in the stadium.
Thanks so much to Stephanie and Michelle. And as I mentioned, I was embedded with that crew as they went through the rehearsals, not the pressure of doing it on a game day, just the checks to make sure that flag is pristine. And my traps are still hurting from helping their crew bring that flag onto the field and stretching it out. That's it for me. Thank you so much once again for listening. Please like, favorite, share, and subscribe. We've been on a heater, I might say so myself, of real interesting, unique episodes, all pretty different. Please go through the feed, find one that maybe speaks to you, and listen, and tell a friend to tell a friend. We'll talk to you soon, but until then, enjoy.